local police in our communities follow each and every day.
Some Republicans say they support body cameras but oppose other changes. Congress is in recess for the next week. Lawmakers are expected to continue the debate when they return to Capitol Hill. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The National Weather Service has issued a dense fog advisory for north and north central Kansas. The advisory covers Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties, and is in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. Most of western Kansas is also under a dense fog advisory this morning. In addition, a flood warning is in effect for the Cottonwood River near Emporia, the Neosho River near Neosho Falls, or rather Neosho Rapids, and Pottawatomie Creek near Garnett. The Kansas 50-51 group is planning a President's Day protest in Topeka. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the Not My President demonstration is scheduled for 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on the South Lawn of the Kansas State House. This marks the second annual President's Day protest organized by the group and follows widespread No Kings protests across the country last October. Two people are dead and two others injured after an early morning shooting in Kansas City. KNBC reports that the shooting occurred at a Kansas City bar just after 2 a.m. this morning. One woman died at the scene. Another woman died at the hospital. A third woman is hospitalized and expected to survive. A man is hospitalized in critical condition. In sports, the Iowa State basketball team beat KU men 74-56 yesterday. The KU women beat Houston 85-68. Kansas State lost at Houston against the Cougars 78-64. The Kansas State women play Iowa State this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Again, we have some patchy fog throughout the KPR listening area and a dense fog advisory in effect for portions of the KPR listening area for the next hour. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, gradually becoming sunny today, highs near 62 degrees, light winds from the northwest. Partly sunny and warmer for tomorrow with highs getting all the way up to the upper 60s. It's 45 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can find a complete program schedule. You can listen to our live stream and listen to past episodes of several shows. It's all at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting A Night on Broadway, an evening of Broadway hits, hidden gems, and opera classics for their annual fundraiser. February 28, 7:30 at Maselli's in Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org.
Just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's coming up at 9:35 this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Patchy fog this morning, a reminder that we have a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning for much of the KPR listening area. I'll run down those counties in just a minute. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies this morning, gradually becoming sunny, highs today in the lower 60s. Again, a dense fog advisory in effect for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. If you're out driving in those counties or in western Kansas this morning, do be careful. Use your low lights, not your headlights, and drive safely. It's 46 degrees in Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Sham with the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, Thursday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Support for NPR can
art.
Join us for a trip to DC's Chinatown where we learn the secret to making delicious soup dumplings. I'm Emily Kwong. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Coming up, we've got the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts on Weekend Edition Sunday. Then stay with us here on KPR for Prairie Journal. Today on Prairie Journal, Stories of Community. We'll hear about Winfield's Walnut Valley Festival, a family's journey from Mexico to Kansas, and more. It's part of the State Library of Kansas's Kansas 250 Bookshelf. That's on Prairie Journal this morning at 11 o'clock on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
We've got cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area, some dense fog still happening. Highs today in the lower 60s. It's 48 in Lawrence, 47 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the William and...
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org.
Coming up next here on KPR, it's This Old House Radio Hour, followed by Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning. Mostly cloudy skies this morning, gradually becoming sunny today. Highs in the lower 60s. Light winds from the northwest. Partly sunny and warmer for tomorrow, with highs getting almost all the way up to 70 degrees. It's 48 degrees in Lawrence, 47 in Topeka, 48 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. From Marketplace and This Old House Radio Hour, it's Building Tomorrow, a special look at the future of housing, brought to you by LAist and APM, American Public Media. I'm Jen Largis.
And I'm Marketplace's David Brancaccio. This hour explores how new materials, new methods, and new expectations are reshaping how homes are built and the way we live in them.
We'll visit a factory in California where houses are built like cars on an assembly line.
And a research facility in South Carolina where engineers destroy full-scale houses to learn how to save them.
Some people would say we crash test houses here.
In East Texas, a tiny house community is rewriting the rules of retirement.
I didn't need amenities. My amenity was going to be my community.
How a wave of material innovation is reshaping home construction.
But first, the news, right after this.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Secretary of State Marco Rubio began a two-day trip to Eastern Europe today.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. And from the Lead Center, presenting the multinational vocal quartet El Divo with guest instrumental trio Simply Three, Wednesday, March 11th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio.
House Radio Hour.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. We've got 20 more minutes of This Old House Radio Hour, and then stay with us for Prairie Journal coming up at 11 o'clock. Today on Prairie Journal, stories of community. We'll learn about Winfield's Walnut Valley Festival, as well as a family's journey from Mexico to Kansas. That's on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR.
This was a special episode of This Old House Radio Hour. Building Tomorrow was produced in partnership with Marketplace. Created and produced by Jimmy Jelnick. Co-produced by Michelle Lanz and Matt Bogart with Ember 20. Sound design, mix, and engineered by Jeremiah Zimmerman. Executive producers Chris Wolf and David Thwaites. And I'm your host, Jen Largis. Co-hosted by David Brancaccio. Special thanks to Nancy Fargali. Tune in weekends for new episodes of This Old House Radio Hour. Listen to new episodes of the podcast every Tuesday. From APM, American Public Media, and LAS Studios, see you next week. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Here at Kansas Public Radio, we're building the radio station for tomorrow, meeting your needs today and tomorrow. You make that possible when you give and support KPR. Become a listener member at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Prairie Journal. The time is 11 o'clock.
I cannot go to it. There's plenty of music and plenty of singing and plenty of dancing. You might do a few other things that I'm
I can't. February 27th and 28th. Tell you why in just a minute. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The Retro Cocktail Hour is celebrating its 30th anniversary, February 27th and 28th, right here in Lawrence. Join us that weekend for live music by the band Nutty and by Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail. You can find a complete schedule of events and get your tickets to KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour 30th anniversary party at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies for the rest of the morning, becoming sunny. Highs today near 62. It's 53 in Lawrence, 53 in Manhattan. This is KPR. Notable book award winners chosen by the State Library of Kansas. Join us next week for Prairie Journal as we continue exploring community through the Kansas 250 bookshelf. You can find out more about the Kansas 250 bookshelf project at library.ks.gov. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
Just a reminder that the State Library of Kansas is hosting a monthly online talk with some of the Kansas 250 bookshelf authors as part of Kansas 250. This month, they're featuring a conversation with Seth Bate, author of Winfield's Walnut Valley Festival, who we heard earlier this hour. It will also feature one of next week's Prairie Journal authors, Pat O'Connor, who writes about the blues. That event takes place Thursday evening, February 19th. You can sign up for it or just find out more information about the Kansas 250 bookshelf in general at library.ks.gov. And hope you'll join us next week for Prairie Journal as we continue our February Kansas 250 bookshelf. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny skies for this afternoon with highs getting up to the low 60s, light winds from the northwest. A reminder that there is a flood warning in effect for portions of the KPR listing area. That includes the Cottonwood River near Emporia until tomorrow, Neosho River near Neosho Rapids, the Murray Dessine northeast of Pomona, and Pottawatomie Creek near Garnett. It's 53 in Lawrence.
Hello.